What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. I am really excited about today's Mindfuck Monday episode because today we're talking about one of the most common mindset struggles that most people face, especially us high achievers, especially in the world of entrepreneurship. Today we are talking about the topic of overthinking. We're talking about that constant chatter that goes on your mind that you would do anything right now to break free from. There's actually a quick story that I wanted to start this podcast off with, because when I first started my inner work journey, I remember saying to my coach at the time that all that I wanted was to be free from my inner demons of my mind. It felt like my brain was this constant chaos, and I was continuously trying to self-diagnose myself with all of these different mental health issues because I felt like there was something seriously so wrong with me that I probably needed some type of medication to sedate myself or to support me, which medication I am totally not against. But the reality is, I believe that the majority of us, if not all of us, have the tools to be able to cope with our racing thoughts and these uncomfy emotions within ourselves. It just takes some work. It takes a whole lot of self-compassion to be able to tap into and access these gifts that we have within us, this internal self-healing that we have within us. There's actually an amazing mindset shift that I heard around the concept of overthinking. And when you stop thinking of your overthinking as something that's bad or something that's a problem, because the more that you think of overthinking as something that's bad or that's a problem that you need to get rid of, the worse that it's going to get. Rather, understand and know that your overthinking is not you, because you are not your thoughts. That constant chatter that feels all-consuming to you in your mind, that is your ego. So there is nothing wrong with you that you are overthinking. Your ego is a normal part of you. It's a normal thing that everyone has. Rather, start to think of it as this idea that you just don't have the skill yet to be able to be the observer of your thoughts instead of letting those thoughts control you. You don't quite know yet how to tame the voice of your ego. So those are the things, some of the tangible things that we are going to be talking about in today's podcast episode, so that you guys can actually walk away with some things to start practicing and implementing within your days and your routines and your lifestyle to truly become the master of your own mind and to stop overthinking. So, first off, before we dive in, I wanted to share some common examples of what overthinking may look like for you that I know I've dealt with myself and can still catch myself within. So the first example that I find really, really common is the example of analysis paralysis, where you feel like decision-making is so hard because you're so petrified of making the wrong one. You are stuck in this idea that there is a right and there is a wrong decision, and you are constantly finding yourself stuck in analysis paralysis, where you are overthinking, overanalyzing all of your options that you never actually choose one. I know that I've been stuck here, even something as simple as choosing the right cereal at the grocery store, stuck in analysis paralysis. So that is example number one. Example number two is you find yourself easily distracted. So your focus is easily being pulled away from the task at hand because it's like you have so many brain tabs open that your brain starts thinking about this thing and that thing and then that thing and then this thing, and you're so distracted. And maybe you also find that you half finish things. Like, you don't finish things all the way through. I know that I've been guilty of this. Like, I think where this really shows up for me is in my cleaning habits, which I know I've shared with you guys time and time and time again here on the podcast, but I'll be cleaning one room. And if I go to take things from one room that I'm cleaning to another room to clean it, now I start cleaning that room and I didn't even finish the first room that I was cleaning in the first place. Does that make sense? And I find that I often do that with even tasks in my business. I can get caught, like an email will pull me away and then I'll start answering emails when I was in the middle of writing a podcast, and it just like pulls me out of that flow. I get easily distracted, and that is this idea of like having so many brain tabs open that we're always thinking about so many things at once. Even like multitasking. A lot of high achievers, we think that we can multitask, or we try to multitask, and ultimately it probably is plaguing our efficiency long term because it's not allowing us to be truly focused, and it's having all these brain tabs open, so our focus is dispersed instead of focused. So that is the second example of overthinking that I often see and that I know I've struggled with. The third example of overthinking is you're unable to be present. I think this is probably the most common one that is felt or experienced, where physically you are there, but mentally it's like you're in a whole nother world thinking about that to-do list that lurks over you, or that text that you got, or that client issue that you need to resolve, or how many likes you're getting on your Instagram post that's currently going live. Like, being unable to be present in the moment because you're thinking about all the things that are happening behind the scenes all the time. And the fourth example of overthinking that I often see show up is struggling to be fully present in your conversations. So whether that is you're thinking about how you're going to respond, trying to anticipate what they're going to say, maybe you're preoccupied with, oh my gosh, what do I look like right now? What's my appearance like? Or what are they thinking of me right now? And all these things you're thinking about instead of actually actively listening to what the person you are in conversation with is saying. This is another example of overthinking that I know I've struggled with in the past as well. So yeah. In summary, some examples of overthinking are going to be analysis paralysis, that you're easily distracted, that you're unable to be present, that you struggle to fully listen in conversations. And let's be honest, I mean, with all of these different examples of overthinking, the most frustrating thing about all of these different forms is that they're just extremely draining. And at this point, you're likely probably really exhausted. You're really exhausted that so much of your energy every single day is given to your mind, racing and thinking about things that don't actually matter. So not only is this like taking the actual life out of you, but as I mentioned, like your energy is finite. Your energy runs out. So then what happens when all of your mental energy has been spent overthinking on shit that doesn't matter? Well, now you start to fall into reactionary patterns. Reactionary patterns that aren't necessarily conducive to who you want to be or the goals that you're trying to achieve. In other words, you fall back into sabotaging patterns. You stop making good decisions because your brain literally doesn't have the willpower or the power to do so, because it's been wasted overthinking on something so little, like what cereal you're going to have for breakfast, right? Or what you're going to have for breakfast. When you are living in this very reactionary state, you're on autopilot and you're in these self-sabotaging patterns, your decisions are based out of emotion instead of out of logic. Your reactionary patterns, those instinctual reactions, they are driven by an emotion. And when we are making decisions and choices and acting from a place of emotion instead of a place of logic, that's when we remain stuck exactly where you are, because that's where we are choosing what feels good in the moment instead of what we would be most proud of in the long run. And that right there honestly might be one of the best tips of this entire episode that I'm going to give you. It's something that I've actually been practicing a lot recently in areas of my life where I've found myself kind of falling short or falling into these sabotaging patterns or procrastination, is really asking myself, like, what would make me feel the most proud right now? Instead of asking myself the question of, like, what do I want to do or what would make me feel happy? It's what would make me feel the most proud of myself right now? And that to me is really taking into consideration and showing up as my highest self in the moment. So what you'll find is that when you start to get out of these reactionary patterns, this reactionary state, because you're not draining all of your mental energy overthinking on shit that doesn't matter, you start really being able to tune yourself back into the present moment. And that chatter really starts to drift away. Honestly, like, why do we even overthink in the first place? It's because we're not in the present moment. We are mentally trapped in the future. And this futuristic thinking, this hyperfixation and obsession with our future that we create in our mind is all a creation of the ego. It is all a function of our ego. Your ego, the part of you that wants more money, more status, more success. And you realize that all you actually wanted the whole time was the feeling that those things were going to bring you, so you can actually train yourself to feel that way in the present moment right here, right now. That all that you want, that craving for more money, more status, more success, all you really want is the feeling that money, that success or more is going to bring to you. And so then you can start to train yourself to feel that way in the present moment right here, right now, and bring yourself into the present and start to quiet and tame that need for more in the future, or that obsession with the future that has control and a grip over you. The second function of the ego that keeps it stuck in the future is its role of making you feel safe. Overthinking is a byproduct of wanting you to feel safe. It is something that is driven from fear, because you're constantly also thinking about the worst case scenario of the future. You're continuously replaying that in your head time and time and time and time and again. And as humans in our society, we've put so much pressure on ourselves to do things the quote unquote right way, that anything that's not done the right way is a threat. We are afraid of, is a threat to our safety. Yet simultaneously, we're also consuming so much of these ideals of what is the right way that are all in fact a bit different. I mean, I think a great example of this is the dieting culture space right now. Of follow this diet, follow that diet, do this, don't eat this, but eat this, but don't eat this, but eat this. Like, there's so much misconflicting information that are all a little bit different, that are all marketed to be this ideal or this right way. And now you are struggling with this overload of unrealistic and frankly impossible expectations for yourself that you can't meet, that just make you feel like straight shit about yourself, that only continues to heighten that internal argument, that inner critic, that egoic voice, that chronic overthinking. And might I just add on top of that, because I need to just add this here, that we're also spoon-fed this toxic positive affirmation approach to self-improvement and self-healing, which ultimately, if you have no internal evidence for those positive affirmations, and they do in fact just completely go against all of your internal belief systems, well, now you're only creating a deeper cycle of cognitive dissonance within. You're only creating and heightening that inner argument because you think you should feel one way, but internally you have evidence and beliefs that are completely contradictory to that. And so, yes, that's going to create a lot of mental chaos and lead to a lot of overthinking. So, if the toxic positive affirmation approach and to self-improvement and self-healing and to healing anxiety isn't working, then, Gab, how do we stop overthinking? So I want to give you guys some top tips in today's episode, obviously. First, we're going to start off on a very like micro level. If you are in a situation where you catch yourself overthinking, then what do you do? How do you get out of that overthinking? We're going to start on a micro level. Firstly, know that catching yourself in overthinking is a win. Like, that is huge right then and there. Because most people aren't even able to be aware enough to know that they are overthinking and that they're stuck in their head in that moment. So the fact that you're conscious enough to even catch that is a huge win. And be proud of yourself for catching that. And instead of downward spiraling, we don't judge ourselves for overthinking because it's a normal part of the human experience, right? And it doesn't make us bad because we are not our thoughts. Just catch yourself in the overthinking and train yourself to say, I get to choose differently. Now I get to choose differently. Instead of downward spiraling, overthinking, judging myself, or becoming a victim to this thought, I get to choose differently. So secondly, now when we're choosing differently, you get to practice becoming an observer of those thoughts. And you can either choose to say, hey, I'm going to get curious about these thoughts that I'm overthinking right now and kind of wonder why I'm overthinking. What is the fear that's perpetuating these thoughts that I can start to clear and dissolve and get rid of? Or you can choose to just say, hey, this thought doesn't serve me right now, and just let it go. And just let it go. So you can choose to get curious about the thought, or you can choose to let go of the thought, whichever one is serving you in that moment, in that time. And then thirdly, you can also practice things like breathwork, meditation, movement, music, connections. These are things that are going to actually literally change your brainwave state from the overthinking state to a more calm state where you are actually able to make a choice. So our brainwave states, we have beta, alpha, theta, delta. Beta brainwave states are where your brain is all over the place and you are stuck in those overthinking reactionary patterns. Then we can drop down to alpha. Alpha is now where you're able to choose, or where you're able to respond to things. Then we can even drop down to theta. Theta is where we're not able to choose our response and make choices for ourselves and choices in the thoughts that we want to think and have and emotions that we want to feel. This is where we can really get to in like that meditative state. And then Delta all the way down is when you're sleeping. So that one really doesn't matter. But the goal would be to, if you find yourself overthinking, to get from the beta brainwave state to the alpha to the theta, where you can relax your brain and start to now choose the thoughts and emotions that you want to think and feel. And you can do this through the breath work, through the meditation, through movement and getting out of your head and into your body, through movement, through connecting with someone else. How much relief do you get by just getting a hug from someone that you're able to just let all the pressure go? And it's like the thoughts slowly dissipate and disappear. So those are some micro level suggestions to catch yourself overthinking. Don't judge yourself. Choose differently whether you want to get curious about the thoughts or you want to let go of them. And also practice being able to change your brainwave state. Literally just take a deep breath. Go give someone a hug. Go connect with someone. Go move your body. Plug in some music. Whatever it is that's going to get you in the mood and in the relaxed vibes. Now, on a more macro scale of how we are going to minimize your overthinking, meaning how can we quiet the mind as a whole so that it's not like you're living two separate lives, one in your head and one in your reality. Number one, get clear on your values and your standards for your life. I created a whole episode on this on Monday that I really encourage you to listen to. But when you're clear on what your core values are and what your standards are for your life, it will make your decision-making 10 times easier. Because you have boundaries, you have standards, you have values, you know what choice and what decision is going to make you proud and going to be for that higher version of yourself and what is not. And when you aren't stuck in this analysis paralysis of constantly trying to make constantly in this decision-making state where you're wasting your mental energy, that's going to clear up so much mental headspace, clear out so many unnecessary thoughts, and bring you so much more energy. Your values and your standards are going to be the overall compass for how you want to show up in your life, which is going to get you out of your head and get you in action. Number two is going to be building self-esteem and self-trust. So for self-esteem, when you feel confident in who you are, then you stop trying to intellectualize it and you start just unapologetically expressing it. I mean, how much of your thoughts goes to what do I look like? What are they thinking of me? What do I think of me? And thinking about who you are and if you're good enough. Like, what if we could squash all of that? And you could stop like giving into all of this self-doubt that's constantly consuming you and just start showing up as who you actually are. Stop questioning who you are or how you're showing up or what you should say or what you need to wear or who you need to be or how you need to act. Like, and you just start being yourself. How much more mental headspace will you have? How much more mental freedom will you experience? I know that it has been the most freeing thing for me to stop questioning and overthinking everything that I do and what I say and how I show up because I'm so self-conscious and it needs to be the right thing and trying to control how other people perceive me. Like, enough of it. Enough of it. That should have probably been another tip here, is stop caring what other people think about you. And then you won't think so many thoughts, because a majority of our thoughts and the majority of our self-concept at that, a majority of our self-esteem is based on what we think other people think about us. When we can release all of that, it's like a breath of fresh air. And in through the lens of self-trust, so this pillar was build self-esteem and self-trust. So self-esteem, stop caring what other people think about you and start to build confidence in who you are. Stop trying to intellectualize who you are and just start expressing it. Just start expressing it. Take off the masks. Maybe this will require you to go inward and do some shadow work and some deeper healing to reclaim these parts of yourself that you feel like aren't good enough and that you feel like you need to hide and you feel like you need to suppress. We want to bring them to your light, bring them into the light. So maybe we need to do some shadow work in order to build this self-esteem. And that could be a huge piece of this journey for you to avoid to minimize your overthinking. I know that it's been one of the most game-changing tools for me. And if so, definitely just head over to my Instagram, shoot me a DM with the word shadow work, and we can talk about that. But that's number one, is building self-esteem. The other one was building self-trust. And for self-trust, again, very similar to number one with getting clear on your values and standards, self-trust is going to help a ton with your decision-making and almost creating this stronger armor towards your ego and that worst case scenario thinking that it almost defaults you to. When you trust that you are going to always show up for what is best for you, when you trust that you'll be okay no matter what, you can stop being afraid of failure. You can stop letting failure completely hold you back and control you. And you can get out of this kind of space that you may be feeling stuck in where you know what you want, but you're never actually doing anything to create it. You know what you want to do, but you're not actually doing it. And I think it's in this space, in this void, in this like disconnect that we struggle with a lot of our mental health because we're not showing up as the woman that we want to be and we're not living the life that we want to live because we know what we want, but we're not actually taking action to create it and do it. Which leads me to point number three, is taking action. The overthinking happens in between this intuitive nudge and desire for what you want and the taking the action to actually create it and manifest it into your life. When you start taking action, you avoid overthinking. And I want to note here, because I mentioned earlier about reactionary actions, there's a big difference between those unconscious reactionary actions that are those self-sabotaging patterns that are keeping you stuck in default and autopilot and repeating the same exact things of your past into your future that are keeping you stuck, versus a conscious action that you are choosing to take. When you start choosing to take these aligned actions, despite the discomfort that you may feel in taking them, despite the fear that may be present for you, despite the voice in your head, the egoic voice that is telling you not to or is telling you to stop, when you can tame that voice, you can let go of it, you can surrender it, and it allows you to more easily take that action. And when you take that action, now you're creating the evidence and the proof for yourself. So that is the easiest way to dismantle your ego, is when you have evidence and proof for what you desire to be true. When you have evidence and proof that you can trust yourself, when you have evidence and proof that you can be confident in yourself, when you have evidence and proof of who you are and showing up as her. So that is number three, is taking action. And number four, last but not least, is mastering the art of letting go, or the art of detachment. The truth is, when you are so attached to a certain outcome as if your life depends on it, then of course, yes, you're going to waste a lot of your mental energy on it. Because if a single thing goes wrong or goes off plan, you're gonna crumble. I bet you, if I'm a betting woman, there are some things in your life that you make way, 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 way more important than they actually are. And letting go of this thing, letting this thing go, doesn't mean that you stop caring about it. It just means that you make it less significant, so that you aren't so paralyzed by it, that it no longer has so much control over you. Instead, you have control over it. The best example that I have for this that like initially came to mind to me was thinking, I used to think about food all the time. You guys know I used to struggle with an eating disorder, and food used to consume every last thought of my mind. And it's because food was something that was so important to me because I cared so deeply about the way that my body looked. My actual entire identity and self-image depended on the way that I looked because I didn't feel lovable if I didn't look a certain way. And so, of course, food was so important to me. My life, my self-image, my identity depended on what I ate because my body image was literally defined my entire identity and self-worth. So of course I thought about food all the time because it was so important to me. And because of that, food controlled me. My whole life was controlled by food. Whereas now, when I am able to know who I am, know my worth, know that I'm lovable, regardless of the way that my body looks, well, now food doesn't control me as much. I don't think about food as much, really at all. And that is the art of detachment. Is, yes, do I care about the food that I put in my mouth and I eat? Yes, I eat a very healthy diet because I care. I want to fuel my body. I want to feel good in my body. Like, I care. But it's not as significant to me as it was when it literally was my entire identity. And so just think about, is there something that you can't stop thinking about that you need to let go of, that you need to create some detachment towards? And maybe, why are you attached to that thing? That's also another shadow that you may want to explore. But I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. Any of you guys out there who are victims to overthinking, I know what it's like, and I know how much that can affect every single area of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, when you can't seem to get out of your head and your head feels like this constant chaos. So I hope that this episode was helpful. And if you resonated with it at all, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave it a 5-star review, comment below, let me know in the DMs, share it with someone that you know needs to hear this episode, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye, guys.